Silthola kuNomeri.
Our text we find in Numbers.
Nomeri sahluko shiya kalulunye.
Numbers chapter 9.
Kusukele vesini leshumi nesihlanu.
From verse 50.
Nisixolele uma sifunda amaga amavesi amaningi.
Please bear with us if we read quite a number of verses.
Ngosuku iTabernacle elamiswa ngalo ifo lalisibebekela iTabernacle lalisibekela iTabernacle itende lobufakazi ngakusihlwa laliphezu kweTabernacle njengokubonakala kumlilo kwaze kwaba sekuseni.
Verse 15, Numbers 9, from verse 15. On the day of the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony was set up. The cloud covered it. From evening till morning, the cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire.
Kwakunjalo ngesikhathi sonke ifo lalisibekela kwabonakala umlilo ebusuku.
That is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire.
Nalapho ifu lenyuswa etendeni base behamba abantwana bakwaIsrayeli nasendaweni lapho ifu lalima khona lapho abantwana bakwaIsrayeli bamisa khona.
Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped.
Ngesiyalezo sikaJehova abantwana bakwaIsrayeli bahamba nangesiyalezo sikaJehova bamisa. Ngesikhathi ifulihlala phezu kwetabernacle bahlala ekamu.
At the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at His command they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in the camp.
Nalapho ifulihlala phezu kwetabernacle izinsuku eziningi, abantwana bakwaIsrayeli bagcina isiyalezo sikaJehova abahambanga.
When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out.
Ngesinye isikhathi fulal phezu kwetabernacle izinsuku ezingcosana nje khona ngesiyalezo sikaJehova bahlale kamu nangesiyalezo sikaJehova bahamba.
Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command they would encamp, and then at His command they would set out.
Nangesinye isikhathi ifu lahlala kusihlwa kwaze kwaba sekuseni. Nalapho ifu lenyuswa ekuseni bahamba. Noma lahlala ebusuku nasemini bahamba lapho ifu lenyuswa.
Sometimes the cloud sat only from evening till morning, and when it lifted in the morning, they set out. Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out.
Noma kwakuyizinsuku ezimbili, noma inyanga, noma isikhathi esingakanani ifula, lisahlezi phezu kwetabernacle, abantwana bakwaIsrayeli bahlala ekamu.
Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in the camp and not set out.
Abahambanga, kepha lapho lenyuswa bahamba.
But when it lifted, they would set out.
Ngesiyalezo sikaJehova bamisa nangesiyalezo sikaJehova bahamba. Bagcina inkonzo kaJehova ngesiyalezo sikaJehova ngesandla sikaMose.
At the Lord's command they encamped, and at the Lord's command they set out. They obeyed the Lord's order in accordance with His command through Moses. We'll end reading there. The tabernacle was a large tent. And in this tent, the altar was that where offerings were brought to God. There was a holy of holies and a place where priests came and worshiped God.
emva konyaka abantwana bakwaIsrayeli besehlane bafike entabeni yaseSinai.
A year after the Israelites were in the wilderness, they came to Mount Sinai.
Uma uMosi ehle entabeni, uNkulunkulu wamkhombisa wathi ake nakhe iTabernacle.
And when Moses came down from the mountain, God commanded him and instructed him to build the tabernacle or to erect the tabernacle.
Why say to Mose, Mose, qaphelisisa ukuba konke okwenzayo kube njengokuba ngakhombisa entabeni.
And God commanded Moses, and he said, Moses, be careful to do it exactly as I showed you on the mountain.
Be very, very careful that everything is according to the plan I gave you on top of that mountain.
Qaphelisisa ukuba konke okwenzayo kuhambisana ngqo ncimishi nalokho engakuvezelayo entabeni.
Balakha ke itabernacle.
So they made and they erected the tabernacle.
Ngosuku lokuqala belimisa.
On the first day when it was set up,
kwehla ifu ezulwini laba phezu kwetabernacle.
A cloud came down from heaven and rested over the tabernacle.
Phambili eTestamenteni elidala siyalithola ifa lapho bekuthwa insika yefu.
Before that we also find where it speaks about the pillar of cloud.
Lapha kuthiwa ke ifu leza phansi. Angazi ke ukuthi belinsika noma bekuyifu.
Now here it says that a cloud descended. I'm not sure whether it was a pillar of cloud or whether it was just a cloud.
Emini bekuyifu. Ebusuku bekumlilo, linjengomlilo.
Now, during the day, it was a cloud, but at night, it looked like fire.
Lelifu lali isibonakaliso sikaNkulunkulu ephakathi kwabantu.
This cloud was a revelation or was a symbol of God's presence with his people.
UNkulunkulu wehla waba phakathi kwabantu bakhe.
Where God descended and was amongst his people.
Ngokukhona bakhe ubevikela abantu bakhe ebahola abantu bakhe.
Through his presence, he would protect his people and he would guide and lead them.
Futhi bebengena kuhamba lingasuka ngifu.
And they would not set out unless the cloud would lead them.
Kushukuthi ke wabahola ehlane ngemplani yasezulwini.
In other words, God led his people in the wilderness according to his heavenly blueprint.
Into isimanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu asuke ehle ezulwini ukuba abe khona phakathi kwabantu bakhe.
It's something amazing that God would come down from heaven to be amongst his people.
Nanamhla indaba isenjalo.
And until today, it is still like that.
Incwadi yesibili kwabaseKorinti isahluko sesithupha verse 16. Uthi uNkulunkulu ngiyakuhlala phakathi kwabo.
In 2 Corinthians 6:16, God says, I will dwell amongst my people.
Thina bantu sifisa ukuthi uma sesifa siye ezulwini.
We people desire that when we die that we should go to heaven.
Umgomo wamakholwa wamaKristu ukuthi siye ezulwini.
That is our goal. To go to heaven. But God's goal is to come down from heaven and to be amongst these people on earth. Even at this very time, perhaps you desire to go to heaven, but God desires to be here on earth amongst these people.
Wakhuluma noMose entabeni wathi ngilungiselele indawo engcwele ngcwele lapho ngingahlala khona ngehle ngibe phakathi kwenu ngingcine nginihole ukuba noma nisehlane nihambe ngokwentando yami.
So God spoke to Moses and he said, Moses, prepare a place for me, a place that will be holy, where I can come down and dwell and be amongst you, that I can keep you and lead you here in the wilderness according to my heavenly plan. Yesterday, somebody gave me, or I read a book that somebody gave me.
Umuntu oneziqu zokuthatha ithombe.
A person who has degrees and highly qualified concerning taking pictures.
Photography. Le ule Stellenbosch eKapa. Manje wafika kwenye indawo ngoba usuka la eKapa wazowashaya eCairo. Suka eKapa wazowashaya eGibhithe.
He traveled here from Cape to Cairo taking photos.
Kwenye indawo wafika unogwaja. Uma ekhona kanti unogwaja ufile.
At one place he found some rabbits or hares. When he got there, this rabbit was dead.
Bese aqhubeka abhale ekuthi awuyeke kwethu nathi ngelinye ilanga siyoba nje.
And then his comment on that is, that is also our lot. We will also one day end like that.
Ubhala ngendlela yokuthi umuntu abone ukuthi akakuthokozeli ukuhamba emhlabeni.
Writing in a way that one can see he's not happy about walking on earth and being here.
In what he has written, you notice that death isn't gained to him. There's a fear of death in his life.
Many people fear death.
Kanti kithina esikholwayo bekungafanele ukuthi kube ukufa kukwesaba kodwa kube inzuzo.
But to us believers, we shouldn't fear death. Death should be gained to us.
Hayike uNkulunkulu wasuka wehla wahlala phakathi kwabantu.
God came down and was amongst these people.
Ezobahola.
To lead them.
Kanjalo noNkulunkulu ufuna ukuba phakathi kwethu asihole.
In the same way, God desires to be amongst us and to lead us.
Uthi uNkulunkulu ngiyakuhlala phakathi kwabo, ngihambe phakathi kwabo, ngiyakuba kuNkulunkulu wabo, bona babe ngabantu bami.
And God says, I will dwell amongst them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
Uthi ngakho-ke ngaleso sizathu. Ngakho-ke phumani phakathi kwabantu nehlukane nabo. Isho iNkosi, ningathinti ongcolileyo.
And then God says, therefore, for that very reason, come out from them and be separate and touch no unclean thing.
Khona ngiyakunamukela.
And I will receive you. So God will receive you if you part from defiled people and have nothing to do with that which is defiled.
And don't touch any unclean thing. You know what it is to touch. Just to touch is forbidden.
Ungathinti okungcolileyo kusho ukuthi ukukuthinta nje akumele ukuba ukwenze.
Athi ngibe nguyihlo wenu, nina nibe ngamadodana namadodakazi ami.
And he says, then I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters.
Ish inkosi, usomandla.
Says the Lord Almighty.
Angazi ukuthi thina abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu njengebandla likaKristu siyaqonda lokhu ukuthi uNkuluNkulu ongcwele ngcwele osomandla ufuna ukuthi abe phakathi kwethu si ahambe phakathi kwethu sibe amadodana namadodakazi akhe ngaleso sizathu athi ningathinto okungcolileyo ningahambisani nabantu ababi ungaba nabangane abangasinisiwe abantu abasezweni ethu ungakuthinto okungcolileyo.
I wonder whether we who are God's children, we who are of the church of Jesus Christ, really realize this, that God wants to be in our midst. He wants to walk amongst us and dwell amongst us, and He wants to be our Father. But He says, for that reason, touch no unclean thing. Can you have worldly friends, friends who are living in the world and for the world, and still not touch anything unclean?
UNkulunkulu ke injongo yakhe ukuthi abe phakathi kwethu ahole ibandla likaKristu.
God's desire is to be amongst His people and to lead the church of Christ.
Hayi ukuthi sibe ibandla nje, sibe abazalwane, sibe ngabantwana bakaNkulunkulu bese zizenzela izinto zethu. Qha uyena qobo lwakhe ufuna ukusihola.
Not that we are just Christians, not that we just a church, and that we just carry on doing our own thing. No, God wants to be in our midst, and He personally desires to lead us.
Njengokuba sila emhlabeni, abanye bethu basifika besehlane ngokomoya.
As we are here in this world, many find themselves in a spiritual desert.
Noma phela uNkulunkulu esithembisa iKhanani izwe elicicima ubisi nezinyosi.
In vain that God has promised us the promised land, a Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Ngiyathabukisa ukuthi abanye baphuma eGibhithe ezweni lezono behamba behamba begugela befele ehlane bengangenanga ezweni lesithembiso.
It's heartbreaking that many go out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, going into the wilderness, but they get old, they grow old in the wilderness, and that's where they die, never having reached the land flowing with milk and honey, the promised land, Canaan, whilst yet in this world.
And Canaan is not heaven. Canaan is here in this world. But to be a Christian in the desert is a Christian in Romans 7, where he's governed by sin. What I want to do, I can't. What I don't want to do, that's what I do. That's desert. Canaan is the land where we are more in all these things, more than conquerors. Where we've got the victory over beer, cigarettes, drugs, lusts of the flesh. That's Canaan. Kodwa uma usahlushwa izono, utshwala, idakamizwa, inkanuko zenyama usesesehlane awukangeni ezweni elicicima ubisi nezinyosi kusho ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu bezobahola ehlane baze bafike ezweni lesithembiso.
God was to lead them through the wilderness until they would reach the promised land.
uNkulunkulu wathi ke kuMose, Mose, hamba ubatshela ngoba uNkulunkulu bekhuluma nesizwe ngoMose. Yabona uNkulunkulu angakhuluma yena qobo lwakhe nawe. Angakhuluma futhi ngomuntu. Futhi uma umuntu eshumayela izwi lenkosi, akusiyena okhulumayo, uNkulunkulu okhulumayo.
God spoke to Moses and then said, Moses, you go and tell the people. You see, God can speak to a person directly, but sometimes God uses a person and speaks to you through a person. When a preacher preaches, in actual fact, it's not him who is speaking, it's God who is speaking through him.
That is when he doesn't preach nonsense, but preaches the word of God.
Phela sikhuluma ngomuntu ongashumayela intsumantsumane kodwa ushumayela iqiniso likaNkulunkulu.
UMose wathi uma ifu liphezu kwetabenakele noma ungaba usuku tsuku embili inyanga unyaka alinakuthatha isinyathelo nizohlala kuze kukhuphuke ifu.
And God commanded Moses and he said, Moses, for as long as the cloud is resting over the tabernacle, remain in the camp. Don't set out, whether it might be a day, a month, or a year, but you need to stay there until God says, now move on.
Kusho ukuthi kwabanye kwaba buhlungu lokho ngoba bebejaha ukungena eKhanani. Bathi sekuyinyanga eziyisithupha, sekuyinyanga ezu-9, sihleli ndawonye. Sifuna ukungena le eKhanani.
So for some, that must have been difficult because they were in a hurry to get to Canaan. So if it would turn to 6 months, 9 months, or even longer, it would be very difficult for them to stay there because they wanted to move on to get to Canaan.
But they had to wait.
Kodwa bekumele ukuba balinde.
But for us, whites, to wait is one of the most difficult things. We're always in the hurry.
Gitina ebamhlophe, kulukhune kabi ukuba umuntu aline, ngoba njalo umuntu usuke ejahile.
Think of Saul, the king of Israel. He couldn't wait. He couldn't even wait for 4 days. If he had the bee in his head, he wanted to go immediately. And he did it. But he had to pay a high price for it.
Njengaye inkosi uSaul, inkosi yakwa-Israyeli, ubehluleka ukulinda ngisho nezinsuku ezine. Lapho ebethi ufuna ukwenza okuthize, ubefuna ukuyenza noma ngamawala nje ayenze leyo nto. Kodwa kwakudinga ukuthi akhokhe inani elikhulu emva kwalokho.
Even if you're a man, a big man, a clever guy, whatever you are, you can't move before God has moved. You've got to walk in His footsteps, and not that He has got to walk in your footsteps.
Noma ngabe ubani wena noma isikhulu noma ubani umuntu osemqoka kodwa ke awukwazi ukusuka uthathe isinyathelo. uNkulunkulu engakanyakazi, engakakholi, awusikwazi kumlinde usilindele kuNkulunkulu kuba uyena ozosilandela.
Over and over again in the Bible we find they that wait upon the Lord. They that wait. Die wat op die Here wag. Maar ons kan nie wag nie. En dis waar ons verkeerd gaan.
Ngokuphindiweyo siyakufunda lokho eBhayibhelini lapho kuthiwa khona ukuthi lo othemba kuNkulunkulu noma lo omlinda uNkulunkulu uyena ozothola amandla amasha kodwa ke siyahluleka ukwenza kanjalo.
Then we pray, God, what do you want me to do next? What do you want me to do in the future? Something big. Don't pray that. You're a fool if you pray like that. Pray, God, I'm here now, in this place. What do you want me to do now? Maybe that tabernacle doesn't move. But you are carrying on. You can carry on, but you'll go on your own and let God behind.
Abanye ke bayakhuleka bayathandaza bathi inkosi awungikhombise ngekusasa lami yini okumele kuba ngikwenze ngokuzayo into enkulu ngakwenzela khona cha umthandazo onjalo kumthandazo wobuwula thandaza uthi inkosi ngilana njengamanje la ngikhona yini ufuna kuba ngikwenze njengamanje ngoba ungahamba wena uqhubeke kodwa ithabanakhele ifu likaNkulunkulu lisele uqhubeke wena umshiye uNkulunkulu ngemuva.
Direction from God is not just for your next big move, but where you are right now. Say, speak to me, Lord. What do you want to show me? And that what he tells you, you do.
Ukukholwa uNkulunkulu akuphathelene nje kuphela mhlawumbe nesinyathelo esilandelayo esikhulu noma isinqumo esikhulu uzosenza kodwa njengamanje kulesi sikhathi udinga ukukholwa nguye uNkulunkulu akutshele ukuthi yikuphi akulindele kuwe bese ke ukwenze.
Sometimes they stay and suddenly in the middle of the night the fire would lift and they had to carry on.
Kesinye isikhathi bebezohlala ekhaya phakathi nobusuku bekuzophakama lelifu lomlilo bese ke nabe kumele ukuthi bavuke khona lapho banyakaze.
Sometimes during the morning, sometimes during the evening,
kesinye isikhathi
day or night, God moves as he wills and as he likes, not as we like.
Ngesikhathi bekusekuseni noma emini noma ntambama uNkulunkulu uyanyakaza uNkulunkulu uyasebenza ngendlela yena athanda ukwenza ngayo hayi ngendlela thina esifisa ukuba akwenze ngayo.
Sometimes people may have said, oh, why at this time of the night? We're asleep. I'm in bed now with my husband. I would move. And they had to move as well.
Mrs. Kati, begwenzeka ebusuku, abantu balele, mhlawumbe bakhonone, bathi kungani kumele kuba siqhubeke manje, ngoba sengilele sengisembedeni nomyeni wami kodwa ngoba uNkulunkulu ube qhubeka bekumele ukuthi nabo balandele.
Although for them it could have been more convenient to walk at night in a desert, it is better, easier and more pleasant to walk at night than during the heat of the sun during the day.
Izukuthi bona bekululu kuba bahambe ebusuku ehlane ngoba emini ilange belishisa kakhulu ngale ndlela bekungona ukuthi abantu bahambe kusebusuku kupholile.
But God didn't say all right because in a desert at night it's easier, you'll always move at night. No, sometimes it was burning hot. And he says, you move now. I'm moving. So when you are a Christian, it's not always an easy way. Don't think that. No. Sometimes it's difficult. The sun is hot. And God says, I'm moving. And you follow me if you want to be with me. There's no place in the Bible where it says the climate will always just be right if you're a Christian. like the old, I forgot now, years ago, there was a sect here in South Africa, and they preached health, wealth, and prosperity. School of Truth. The elderly people will know them. But now it's been swallowed by some Christians. And they preach a health, wealth, and prosperity gospel. Well, the Bible doesn't know such a thing. For you Christians, there are good times and there are bad times. Easy times and hard times. But no matter what comes your way, if the Lord is there to guide, to lead in all these things, Paul says, sometimes I had too much. Sometimes I had too little. Sometimes I ate too much. Sometimes I didn't. I starved. Sometimes I had enough clothing. Sometimes I suffered because of the cold. Day or night, when you are a Christian, but it doesn't matter whether it's day or night. The only thing that matters is that God is there and that He leads and that everything goes according to His commandment.
Nzohamba njalo ebusuku ngeke nihambe emini lishisa ilanga cha ngesinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu ilanga lishisa uNkulunkulu bethi asiqhubeke manje bekumele ukuthi khona lapho bathatha isinyathelo bamlandela uNkulunkulu kodwa kumuntu olikhola akushola ukuthi noma kusemini noma kusebusuku kuphela kuba ube khona kuleyo ndawo lapho uNkulunkulu ekhona lapho ekhola umlandele.
Now we can say, hoe gelukkig was hulle. Gedurende die dag, sien hulle die wolk, die nacht, die vuur. Hulle kon nie verkeerd gaan nie. Hulle was geseend, hulle was gelukkig. How privileged they were. Wouldn't you have liked to live in those times? Where God is there, and you only move when He moves. And go where He goes, they should have never sinned.
Mhlawumbe besingathi laba bantu babe nenhlanhla. Nathi besingafisa ukuthi siphila ngaleso sikhathi ngoba bebebona phela ifu emini, ebusuku bebebona umlilo, beholwa ngaleyo ndlela, bengekhe bekungelula ukuthi baduke ngoba phela bebebona. Besingathi nathi besingafisa ukuthi siphila ngaleso sikhathi.
They couldn't have gone wrong. They just looked at the cloud. They just looked at the fire. And then followed it. How easy God made it for them.
Singathi bengelula ukubona ukuba baduke ngoba bebebona ifu noma umlilo bekungeke baduke. UNkulunkulu wabenzela ukuthi kube lula.
Something they could see with their eyes.
Into bebekwazi ukuthi bayibone ngamehlo.
Now, listen to this.
Awulalele.
It's just as easy for us as it was for them. The only possibility is that it's still easier for us than for them.
Namhlanje. Kuyafana ku namhlanje kulula nakithini kuba sibone ukuhola kukaNkulunkulu engathi uma khona umehluko cishe namhlanje kungcono kulula kunakubona.
You may say, Elo, how can you say such a thing? We don't see the cloud if we'd only see it. We don't see the fire if we'd only see it.
Mhlawumbe ungathi hayi ungasho kanjani into enjalo mfundisi ngoba asiboni ifu asiboni umlilo singakubona kanjani.
Here's our cloud, the word of God. You can take it in your hands. You can read it with your own eyes. The very words of God. God has a cloud for us, and that cloud is His word.
Unkulunkulu unalo ifa asinike lona
ifu
asinike lona izwi lakhe.
There's the fire as well.
Kona
nomlilo. We've got His word, and we've got the Holy Spirit.
Sinalo izwi, sinaye futhi umoya ongcwele.
Why should any man, any woman, any young man, young person, teenager go wrong having the Bible, where we've got everything black on white?
Kungenzeka kanjani ukuba insizwa, intombi, noma indoda, noma inkosikazi, umuntu aduke, kodwa ke sinalo izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Of you know in the Platteland phone, off in the dorp, in the stede, the Bible is dieselfde, the word van God. Hoe kom maak die Christene nie gebruik daarvan nie? Hoe kom doen hulle nie wat die Bybel sê nie? God sal onder ons wees as ons gehoorsaam is, volgens sy wet en orde.
Akusholuthi ukuthi ukuphi noma sehlanzeni noma ngabe usedolobheni kodwa izwi likaNkulunkulu aliguquki sisenalo uma ngabe simlandele simlalele ngokusho kwesithembiso sakhe yoba khona phakathi kwethu.
Just read the Bible, it's full of it. In Joshua 1 verse 8 God says, Joshua, you read this book day and night and heed whatever is written there. Do what I command you, and you'll be on the right track all the time.
IBhayibheli ligcwele okunjalo uma sifunde lapho ngokaJoshua incwadi kaJoshua isahluko sokuqala ivesi lishiyeka lombili. UNkulunkulu ethi kuJoshua, Joshua, leli lencwadi lelizwi malingasuki kuwe kodwa wolifunda usuku nasebusuku ulenze. Uma wenze kanjalo ngiyoba khona kanye nawe ngikhole.
Deuteronomy 28, uma ulalela nokulalelisisa uyobusiseka. Ngisho nembongolo yakho iyobusiseka, nesinkwa sakho siyobusiseka, nengane zakho inzalo yakho iyobusiseka uma ulalela nokulalela. Ibusiso ziyokufika.
Deuteronomy 28, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all the commands I give you, the Lord your God will bless you. He'll bless your offspring. The Lord will bless everything that you do.
But if you don't obey, diligently obey, these curses will be upon you.
Kodwa uma ungalaleli ngokulalelisisa lezi qalekiso zokulandela.
We've got the cloud. We've got God's word. We've got the Holy Spirit. We've got Christ himself. Not somewhere in the air, but right in the center of our being. That is if your Christianity is genuine. But if it's just head knowledge, it's worth nothing.
Sinalo.
And then you can live a life in sin. But if you heed that cloud, His word, His spirit, then you are safe.
Nathi sinefu. Nathi sinomlilo. Sinalo izwi likaNkulunkulu. Sinayo umoya ongcwele osiholayo. sinaye uJesu uqobo lwakhe eganye nathi ephakathi enhlizweni. Uma ngabe ukukholwa kwakho kungesikhona nje into esekhanda, ulwazi nje onalo kungaphili enhlizweni.
Nangu umfowethu Chauke.
Yes, Reverend Chauke.
Wahlangana nomnzima, wagulela umkakhe, wazwa uNkulunkulu wamthatha engekho ekhaya.
His wife became ill, and then God took his wife while he was not at home. He had experienced hardship.
You could say, why should a child of God experience such a thing? The preacher of the gospel.
Umuntu omntwana kaNkulunkulu, umuntu oshumayela ivangeli, kungani kumele ukuthi ahlangane nento efana naleyo?
Wadabuka kakhulu.
And he was heartbroken.
NkuluNkulu wakhuluma naye. Have you got the strength to come here and just quickly tell us, share with us, bring your Bible along? I'm talking about the Bible.
And then God spoke to him. We'll ask him to share with us.
Now tell them what the cloud said.
Aw bagithi impela kuliqiniso lokuthi ifunali nomlilo ukhona ngaphakathi.
Indeed, friends, it is the truth that this word of God is God's cloud and the fire is his Holy Spirit with us.
Bengathanda ukuthi ngifunde ngeAfrikaans ngoba izwakala kamnandi ngeAfrikaans.
I would have loved to read this for you in Afrikaans because it's much clearer even in Afrikaans.
Ngakhulela inkosikazi yashaya istroke yaza sashayeka kabili.
My wife became ill and then she had a stroke.
Kwathi mangise Upington ngishumayela khona ngezwe izindaba ukuthi akasekho unkosikazi wami.
And while I was in Upington preaching, I received the news, the heartbreaking news, my wife had passed away.
Bazalwana impela ngakuthi mangimkhumbula ngikhala njalo kubuhlungu enhlizweni yami.
Whenever I would remember her, my heart would be so sore and I would weep.
Kuthi ngolunye usuku before iy'kolo zivulwa ngalowo msumbuluko ngavula iBhayibheli nje.
But one day before the schools opened,
on that Monday,
I opened the Bible.
Die nuwe vertaling. Jy is so goed in die nuwe vertaling. Ja, bo ngifundise. UNkulunkulu wakhuluma nami direct.
And God spoke to me directly.
Ngendlela esimangaliso bazalwane lapha kuEzekiah 24 ukusela kuverse 15, 16, 17 no 18.
Ezekiel 24 from verse 16 to 18.
Lalela ukuthi lithini ilizwi lenkosi. Die woord van die Here het tot my gekom. Mensekind, gaan ek gaan jou vrou wat jou soveel vreugde gee van jou af wegvat deur 'n skielike dood. Jy mag nie treur nie, huil nie en nie trane stort nie. Jy moet in stilte sug. Jy mag nie rou nie. Hou jou tulband en op jou skoene aan. Moenie jou baard bedek of moenie eet wat die mense gewoonlik by so 'n geleentheid eet nie. Ek het die môre nog met die volk gepraat en die nag het my vrou gesterwe.
The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, with one blow. I'm about to take away from you the delight of your eyes. Yet do not lament or weep or shed any tears. Groan quietly, do not mourn for the dead. Keep your turban fastened and your sandals on your feet. Do not cover the lower part of your face or eat the customary food of mourners. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and in the evening my wife died.
Izwi likaJehova lafika kimi lathi, ndodana yomuntu, bheka ngizosusa okuncanelekayo emehlweni akho ngesishawo, kepha awuyikudabuka, awuyikukhala, nezinyembezi aziyikwehla. Bubula uthule, ungenzi isililo sabafileyo, uzibophele isigcoko sakho, ufake izicathulo zakho ezinyaweni zakho. Ungambuza amathevu akho. Ungadli isinkwa sabantu. Ngase ngikhuluma kubantu ekuseni kusihlwa wafa umkami. Bazalwana kwathi manyizwa leli lizwe bese ngathi uNkulunkulu ubhekene nami ukhuluma nami nje.
Friends, when I read this word, it was as if God spoke directly to me personally.
Inyembezi zaphela ngamtshela uSathane ngeAfrikaans.
My tears dried up and I spoke to Satan in Afrikaans.
Ek het vir die duiwel gesê, kyk hier so 'n mens het 'n mond.
Ngamtshela uSathane ukuthi bheka ke umuntu nomlomo.
Maar 'n dier het 'n bek.
Kodwa ke isilwane akazuzothini kunomlomo wesilwane.
Ek het from gesê voor die heen gaan van my vrou het ek 'n mond gehad, maar nooit ek 'n bek en ek gaan hom oopmaak.
Uthi ngaphambi kokuba umkame edlule emhlabeni benginomlomo bekhuluma nje kahle kodwa ke manje sengizowuvula kakhulu kunaqala ushumayela
ifuli khona ngiyakutshela uNkulunkulu wakhuluma direct nami zaphela inyembezi.
God's cloud is indeed with us and God spoke to me directly. And my tears were wiped away.
Ngiyasikhumbula isithandwa sami kodwa ayisekho inyembezi and nomlomo uvuleke kakhulu. Khona manje angiphume ekhaya. Ngiphume eKokstad nasemathatiyeli. Ngangishumela ekolweni zakhona nasemaplazini. Manje ngizelapha ekhaya ngifuna ukuthi ngizodla kakhulu.
I still remember my dear wife, my beloved, but now I'm really opening my mouth even wider than before preaching the word. Even as I've come here, I was down in the Matatiel, Kokstad area preaching there, and I've come here now to be ministered unto as well during this conference.
God says in his word, he wants to lead us and guide us and keep us right to the end. We haven't got chance to, I haven't got chance now, ten times to read you all those verses.
Izilika uNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuba uNkulunkulu uyafisa ukuba abe nathi ashole asigcine kuzobe sekugcineni. Akunali isikhathi manje, akunasi isikhathi ukuba nginifundele wonke lawo amaverse.
If you sin, you must sin because you don't listen to the word of God or you don't read the word of God. You don't allow God to speak to you through his word.
Uma ngabe upilipilo esesonwe noma wenza izono kube ngokuthi mhlambe ngoba awufundi izwi likaNkuluNkulu noma awenzi lokho elishoyo ngoba uma ngabe buzokwenza kanjalo awukwazi ukuphilipilo yesono noma yezono.
No dar is dunge. Wat 'n mens mooi kan sê in Afrikaans, soos ons gehoor het.
Kon jy dit moet angazisho kahle kakhulu ngolimi lwesAfrikaans njengoba sesizwile.
In 'n ander ding is dit dieselfde.
Ngesinskathi ngezinye izilimi futhi kunjalo.
In ander tale. In Duits sê ons dass der Mensch herumgeht in einem Teufelskreis und kommt da nicht heraus. Sommige mense gaan nie voorwaarts nie. Geen voortgang nie. Hulle is in einem Kreis. Sien? Een Teufelskreis. Some Christians are going in a circle. And this is the devil's circle. Always the same. Today they get angry, jealousy, grudges. Tomorrow it's the same. Next year it's still the same. He quarrels with his wife. He gets angry with his wife, his children. Teufelskreis. Now you know German, Teufelskreis. If he does the sin he did yesterday and last week. There's an errand. And I can't swear on it. So it's a donkey. And the oh, meine. But daaronder in die grond rondgedraaid. Hulle is nie meer werd as daar die donkie nie. Hulle is daar die donkie. Doen die sonde wat hulle verlede jaar gedoen het. En hulle kom nie daaruit nie. As jy, sommige mense, jy hou eers nie daarvan nie om te vra hoe gaan dit. Want jy weet, dis nog die story. Nie van die evangelie nie, maar van die duivelsring. Teufelskreis.
Sengon fundisa gis jalmane, kuthi kuthiwa ngesi jalmane, kuthi abanye basifika basendilingini, ka Satan. Futhi umuntu osifika eguleyo ndilingi, akaphumi kuyona. Kodwa njalo umfika hamba esendilingini nje. Njalo ephinde izona esifanayo abuyele kuzona futhi akaphumi kuleyo ndilingi ayikho ukunqubekela phambili.
Das ist nicht Gott, der dich herumführt, aber der Satan. Das ist nicht Gott, wat jou lei nie. Das ist die Devil, der Satan.
Akusiyena uNkulunkulu okholayo uma kunjalo kodwa uSatan.
Hier ist die Wolk. Hier ist die Wurde. Here's the cloud. And if you listen to what God says, you can't stay in that rut, going around and round and round like a donkey.
Nantoka ifu likaNkulunkulu, izwi likaNkulunkulu elitholayo, uma ulalela lona, ngeke ube sendilingini lapho njalo uphindele entweni efanayo ezonweni esifanayo.
Is your life a life led by that cloud? Is that cloud that shines like a fire at night upon your life? Or is it a dark cloud that makes you depressed? And you feel like committing suicide? Then it's not the hand of God, but the hand of the devil upon you.
He's
your boss. He's your boss.
We are holwa yini lelifu likaNkulunkulu na eliumlilo ebusuku noma ngabe mhlawumbe uholwa ifu elimnyama ukudala ukuthi ucinezelwa futhi ube phansi njalo uma ngabe kunjalo empilweni yakho akusilona ifu likaNkulunkulu akusisona isandla sikaNkulunkulu kodwa uSatan uyena ubasi wakho
bese ngithi izwi nomoyo ngcwele kwabatswa Roma 8 verse 14 bonke abaholwa umoya kaNkulunkulu labo bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And I say it is the word of God and God's Holy Spirit. And in Romans 8 verse 14 we read that those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
The Spirit of God should be in you. In actual fact, you should be filled by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, don't be filled with wine or beer, but the Spirit of God.
Empeleni, umoya kaNkulunkulu bekumele ukuba abe phakathi kwakho, abe kuwe. Hayi kuphela ukuthi abe kuwe, kodwa agcwalise. Njoba lisho isho izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi ningagcwaliswa iwayini kodwa nigcwaliswe ngumoya ongcwele.
Those that are led not by the passion of the flesh or the lusts of the flesh or the lusts of the eye but the Spirit of God, those are the children of God. Who are the children of God? Those that are led by the Spirit of God.
Laboge, abaholwa ngumoya ongcwele, hayi ngenkanuko zenyama noma inkanuko zamehlo, ibona abangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Singasho futhi ngalendlela ukuthi obani abangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu yilabo ke abaholwa nguMoya oNgcwele.
So don't say anymore, oh, they were privileged. If only we could see a cloud, if only we could see that fire, we wouldn't go astray. Our privilege is greater than theirs.
Ungabusashi ukuthi labo bantu babe nenhlanhla ngoba babe nefu, babe nomlilo, inhlanhla yethu inkulu kuneyabo.
Jesus says in John 15, if my word abides in you, that word lives within us, and my spirit is in you and leads you, you should be safer than what they were.
Ngoka Johane, noma kuJohane siyafuna lapho uJesu asho ukuthi uma ngabe izwi lami lihlala kinina nomoya wami uhlala kinina bekumele ukuthi thina sibe ngabantu baphephile kunabantwana bakwaIsrayeli.
And then, dear friends, at the same time I must tell you that the devil can use the Bible as well.
Kodwa zihlobo kumele ukuthi ngintshele futhi kuba no Satane phela angasebenzisa iBhayibheli.
When the devil came to Jesus to tempt him, he didn't come with a bottle of wine or castle lager or drugs. We even get people here that go into the location and buy drugs. There are some bottle stores, and they go to Kranskop or Greytown, and they buy some alcohol. People that come for help, they should be helped the first day, but they stay for a week or 2 weeks, and are still in that Teufelskreis. They don't get out of it. Because they don't listen to what God says, they're not obedient, and they harden their hearts so that they won't hear that still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
Kunabantu abala emishini abezela ukusizakala kodwa uzobathola ukuthi bayaphuma lana ke bayafuna utshwala noma bafuna imdakamizo bekumele ukuthi labo bantu basizakale ngosuku lokuqala kodwa ke basifica kulendilingi kaSathane abaphumi kuyona.
But the devil, when he tempted Jesus, I said he didn't come with a bottle of wine, he didn't come with beer, he didn't come with cocaine, dacha, grass, he didn't even come with a prostitute that is dressed accordingly. He came with the Bible and said it is written.
Kodwa lapho uSathane emlingi inkosi uJesu akezanga kuye notshwala noma nogwayi noma ngemdakamizo ngisho nanesifebe noma umuntu ogqoke njengesifebe akezanga ngaleyo ndlela kuye kodwa weza kuye nezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Isn't that strange? That should make us watch and pray. Because the devil didn't start with Jesus and didn't end with Jesus. It's just a pity that we fall easier for it than Jesus. He didn't fall. He says, yes, it's written, but it is written as well.
Into enjalo bekumele kuba kusiphaphamise kudala ukuba silinde sithandaze ngoba uSathane akagcinanga ukumlinga uJesu ngaleyo ndlela namhlanje uze kithina ngaleyo ndlela kodwa ke kubuhlungu ukuthi thina siwakalula uJesu akawanga ngoba wamphendula uSathane wathi noma kubhaliwe kanje kodwa kubhaliwe futhi kanje kanje.
The Bible says the letter killeth, the spirit quickeneth. So when the devil came to Jesus with God's word, there was no spirit in it.
Igama lisho kanjalo iBhayibheli, igama liyabulala kodwa umoya kaNkulunkulu iwona ophilisayo. Lapho uSathane eze kuJesu neBhayibheli nezwi likaNkulunkulu, umoya kaNkulunkulu ubungekho kulelozwi, kulelo gama.
Kuthiwa uLuthela ube nephupho.
It is said that Luther had a dream.
Wabona umuntu eshumayela ivangeli.
He saw somebody preaching.
Wathi ngiyaqala nqa 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 ukuzwa umuntu ekushumayela ngaleyo ndlela.
He said it was the first time in his life that he heard somebody preaching in such a way.
In such clearness and rightness, explaining the gospel.
Echaza ivangeli.
Njengoba linjalo. What how? Kwangathi lo muntu uSathane.
But then he had some suspicion that that is the devil.
Wathi uzovela umsila khona manje.
I said, well, the tail will appear very soon.
Nomisondo le hash.
Or his footlight or the horse's hoof.
Kodwa ay washumayela theology straight eqondile.
But
right.
This preacher preached the right theology.
Waza waqeda.
Until he finished his sermon.
ULuthela ubethi ha usazovela umsila kaSathane.
But Luther thought, well, the tail will still appear. Then I will know and see.
Waqeda wafesa akuvelanga umsila.
He finished off everything, closed the service, the sermon, and this tail hadn't yet appeared.
Why say akuyeke? What how? Angithi uSathane wena.
So he went to him and he said, aren't you the devil?
He said, yes. What yebo? What a po. Kungenzeka kanjani wena onguSathane? Ushumayela ivangeli kahle kangaka. Chace kahle kangaka. Kube mnandi kangaka.
He said, how is it possible that you as the devil preach such a good sermon with such correct theology?
What he? Hey, weluthela. Awazini ukuthi uma umuntu eshumayela ivangeli, khuluma iqiniso engenawo umoya ukuthi uyababulala abantu, uyabakhonka.
He said, Luther, didn't you know that when someone preaches the gospel without the Spirit, then such a person and such a sermon will only harden people's hearts.
So even you, father or mother, can tell your children the truth. But if the Spirit of God is not in it, you harden them and prepare them to be children of the devil and to go to hell one day.
Galeon ndlela nani bazali uma ngabe nikhulume nabantwana benu nibatshela iqiniso kodwa uNkulunkulu nomoya kaNkulunkulu engekho kuloko uyamqinisa nje uyamkhonka nje umkhulisela isihogo
abakholwa umoya kaNkulunkulu nezwi eliphiliswa umoya.
Those who are led by the Spirit of God and the Word of God inspired by His Holy Spirit, they are sons of God. Be very careful that when you speak God's Word, that it is anointed from God.
I heard about somebody who was preaching. There was somebody behind him who was very emotional. He said, say this as well and that. And he said, yes, Mr. Holy Spirit. You understand? Make sure that it's the Spirit of God and not the Spirit just of any man, and that it's the Word of God in the right way. The cloud by day, white, at night like fire, is symbolic, is teaching you what your life should be and how you should be led by God. And before I finish, I want to ask you, is that true of your life? As they were led, are you led by God? It's a foretaste of heaven, if it is. Heard from our brother when he was in need, and God had spoken to him, prepared him.
Lendaba yalelif enhlophe emini nefu lomlilo ebusuku njengoba uNkulunkulu bahola laba bantu kwisithombe sempilo yakho ngendlela impilo yakho bekumele ukuba kube yona. Awutshele impilo yakho ihambisana yini nalokho sizwile umntana kaNkuluNkulu esitshela esivezela ukuthi uNkuluNkulu wakhuluma kanjani naye emlungisela lokho obedinga kuyena.
And that's not only when your wife dies. Some may even pray that she dies, because they'd like to have somebody else. You get all different kind of crocs in this world. All different kinds of people.
Akuphela uma kushone umkakho. Abanye bangakhuleke nani ukuthi inkosi awumthatha umkami ngoba sibefuna omunye ke. Khona abantu bayinhlobonhlobo emhlabeni.
So don't even pray if you're unmarried that you should get married. The Bible even says that in some instances it's much better to be unmarried than to be married. If you can't be victorious without a husband, let me tell you, you won't be victorious with a husband. You'll act like a witch. You'll be a terrible wife. We've got human rights nowadays. But such women, in olden times language, should get the shambuck in such a way that they won't try it for the second time.
Ungakhuleki nanokuba ukuthi ushade ngoba ngesinye isikhathi kungcono ukungashadi. Futhi wena ke ungakhuleki ukuthi ube nendoda ngoba ngabe uma usuyithola mhlambe uzofana nomthakathi kuye khona besifazane ababi kabi ngasho ukuthi ngolimo oludala bekumele ukuthi umuntu onjalo athole isishambokwe angaphindi into enjalo futhi.
Nowadays, because of human rights, don't touch your wife. She may send you to jail. Well, maybe you've deserved it. But one woman in the olden days gave her husband a slap in his face. And before she knew, he just returned the fist. And she went flying and landed there. And she never tried. She was cured. She never tried to be a silly woman again.
Manje ngalokho angisho ukuthi umshaya umkakho noma umthinta. Cha, ungenza ukuthi ugcine usesejele uma wenze kanjalo kanti mhlawumbe kukufanele futhi kodwa ke kwake kwenzeka ukuthi enye inkosikazi yamuka ubaba bantwana ngempamo awu mayisenze kanjalo engake boni lutho ubaba wayesibhinisela ngenqindi awu wandiza ke umama wabantwana walala ngomhlane aphindanga futhi ezama into enjalo cha kwamphulukisa kuleso sifo sakhe
aphindanga noshiki futhi.
She was never
but what has
again.
This got to the, do with the gospel? Nothing. It's just human. We're speaking about human rights and human things. We don't fight with human weapons. Be spiritual. Only these things should open our eyes, make us think, and dear wife, don't play the fool with your husband. The word says you bow as unto the Lord. But if you don't listen to God's word, you bring the curse of God upon you, yourself, and your children. Just the curse. And you husband, you do the same. Live according to the word and be led by the Holy Spirit. Then the blessing will be there.
Loko kuphathelene nje nezinto zabantu ngamalungelo abo. IBhayibheli isitshela ukuthi wena ndoda yiba umuntu ogcwaliswe ngomoya ongcwele, uhamba ngomoya nangendlela futhi umqondisa ngayo umkakho. Kodwa ke lokho nje kuyasicabangisa ukuthi sivule inqondo. Kodwa ke hambisana neBhayibheli nawe futhi inkosikazi mthobele ubaba wabantwana ngoba uma wenze kanjalo uhambisana nezwi likaNkulunkulu. Uma ungenzi kanjalo awukwazi ukulindela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzosebenza ngawe.
Read the Old Testament about the children of Israel in the desert and you'll be best surprised because of all the sin in their lives. In spite of the cloud and the fire and the tabernacle that was there, the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. But today the Holy of Holies should be here inside your body, in your heart. Holy of Holies should be within you. Don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? And that God dwells within you? And the angels should sing as they look into your life. Holy, holy, holy. When you're with your wife, when you're with your children, with your neighbors. Holy, holy, holy. Do they do that? That's what your life has got to be like.
Uma ufunda iTestament elidala uzothola ukuthi noma ngabe babe netabernacle noma ngabe babe nalelofu noma umlilo ebusuku kodwa kaningi basithola ukuthi basezonweni kodwa ke bekungamele ukuthi kube njalo ngithina ngoba iTabernacle indawo encwele bekumele ukuthi kube ngaphakathi kwethu enhlizweni zethu ngoba iBhayibheli lithi anazi yini ukuthi umzimba wenu uyitempeli likaNkulunkulu.
I hope you understood. And I hope that we have an ear to hear.
Ngithemba ukuthi nizwile.
What God tells us through his word and by his Holy Spirit.
Nanokuthi beninendlebe yokuza ukuba uNkulunkulu uthini kithina ngezwi lakhe nangomoya wakhe.
Let us pray.
Masikhuleke.
Lord Jesus, let your holy word sink deeply into our hearts and lives.
Nkosi Jesu, kwangathi izwi lakho elingcwele lingajula ezinhlizweni zethu.
And transform our lives. Make everything new.
Guqula Nkosi izimpilo zethu ukwenze konke kube kusha.
And we thank you for the privilege that because of the cross and your precious blood, we can be men and women that walk with God.
Siyabonga Nkosi kuba ngenxa yenhlanhla esinayo kuba sibe naso isiphambano sakho negazi lakho singaba ngabantu amakhosikazi namadoda ahambisana nawe.
Not with occult powers.
Hayi ukuthi sibe namandla obumnyama.
Not with demons and devils, but with the triune God.
Hayi ukuthi sihambisane namadimoni namandla obumnyama, kodwa uNkulunkulu mthathwe emunye.
Amen.